Genie, put Aubrey away, Stella said, noticing that he had the wooden narwhal clutched in his hand. You can't climb the ladder if you're holding that. After checking that the knots were all securely tied, they took hold of the frozen rungs and carefully made their way up the side of the ship. It hadn't seemed so high from the ground, but now Stella was up there. She thought it seemed very high indeed. Dizzyingly high, in fact. And she had to force herself not to look down as she climbed, one hand over the other, and prayed she wouldn't slip on a frozen rung and break her neck. After what seemed like forever, Shay reached the top of the ship and scrambled up over the side. She heard a thud as his snow boots hit the deck, and then his hand was reaching over to help her on board. Stella didn't think she'd ever felt so glad to feel solid ground beneath her feet. Together, she and Shay helped Ethan up over the side. Well, that was a long... He began, but that was as far as he got, before the rope suddenly went taut, as Beanie slipped off the ladder behind him. His weight dragged the magician back to the railings with a thump, and then flipped him backwards right over the edge. The force of their combined weight dragged Shay and Stella across the deck, and they both slammed hard into the railings. Stella braced her boots against them and gritted her teeth against the strain in her arms as she grabbed hold of the rail. Shay did the same, and they just about managed to avoid being pulled over the side with the others. Stella could hear Ethan and Beanie both kicking up a tremendous fuss as they swung to and fro at the end of the rope, dangling helplessly above the vast drop spread beneath them.